are now plugged into Action Features.
Episode 50.
Are you recording right now?
I am.
Oh, whoa. This is episode 50?
This is it.
You know, we should do something special for this.
I don't think so.
We should. But I don't want to do one of those things that they did, you know, back in old sitcoms.
What would they do?
You know, when they would go, here's a clip show.
Think of all the memories.
Oh, you remember when you did this, Uncle Jesse?
Yeah.
And they would show like a clip from old episodes or something like
relive
that.
Relive all the.
I hate when they do that. I hate it when shows they were jipping you out of an episode.
Well,
when
James,
they did that.
I have bad news for you. Then
what's that?
Well, that's exactly what we've done.
Oh.
I went ahead and did it behind your back.
Oh no.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of work goes into this.
Hey, I'm sure it's gonna be fun.
It's not lazy. It's not as lazy as you think.
Our worst moments?
Worst moments ever.
Sweet. Most boring moments ever.
Most boring moments ever of the show.
Is this just a replay of the Small Wonder commentary
yes,
episode? That'd be great if this is the intro and all we did was replay the Small Wonder episode.
That would be funny. Except it's
Happy
not.
Happy 50th.
It's not the worst. It's just the best. The best of the best.
Well, this should be fun.
A stroll down memory lane. I didn't get everything in there.
Oh, who cares?
I couldn't.
Who cares?
Somebody might care. I couldn't get everything. There's good stuff left over, but you just have to go back and listen to all the episodes yourself.
Yeah. You'll have fun with us. You'll enjoy it.
We will. All right. Here we go. Episode 50. Congratulations. We made it.
So how are we going to get back?
If we had some sort of time vehicle.
Like a DeLorean?
You know what? That would be perfect. Let's because the stainless steel construction would be... Make it... Let's get in. Buckle up. Flux capacitor. Fluxing.
Got the plutoniums. Oh, we're going back. Let's see if those can do 90.
Let's see if these bees can do 90. That's what
Let's
I was going to say.
If they can do 90.
Let's see if those bees can do 90. Bee words.
The sound effect is taking way too long.
No, it's great. It takes time to time travel. You can't just be there in a flash. It's loud, I think. It's good, though. It's maxing out. It's clipping a little bit. It's loud to time travel. You can't just time travel with... Let it go. Oh. Oh. It's jarring to go through time, apparently. Oh.
Oh, I
didn't know that
music.
It's great. It's great. Okay.
Well, we're here. It's
here.
Foreshadowing.
Wait and see what happens.
Yes.
You gotta see what happens on the show.
Yes.
You gotta listen to the show. The radio show, Action Features. it is.
Okay.
Sounds cooler. I don't think blog sounds cool anymore.
It's not a blog. It's a podcast.
Whatever.
Okay.
None of them sound cool to me.
Okay.
When I tell people, hey, I've got a podcast you should listen to. I don't say podcast. I said we have
a radio show. Yeah.
Tune in.
You make it more than what it is.
That's why we don't have many listeners.
Yeah.
Because I keep telling people.
They're turning the dial.
Yeah. You just have to go to AM and see if you can find us.
That's good.
Yeah.
They're showing pictures of the Avengers figures. They look great. The Loki looks really cool. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. And she's like, she's reading the article out. And she's like, oh, wait a second.
Wait, how much was?
Here we go. Says here that these cost around $200 each. And I'm like, that one maybe he's talking about a new one. And she was like, well, let me go back and look at this Loki. Oh, Loki's $220. Are these all $200?
We've been ratted out here, boys. Watch it.
It gets worse.
How's it get
Lance
worse?
Lance helps rat me out.
Oh,
because I'm like going, I don't have a whole lot. And he's like, oh, he's got a lot. He's down in the basement. He's got like 20 of them down there. And I'm like, I don't really have that many. And Blake's like, oh, don't worry, I'll go count them for you. So he runs downstairs and he counts them.
Trying to be helpful.
Counts them, he comes back up, he's like, he's got 24 of them.
It's the good son. Like Macaulay Culkin and the good
Culkin.
Son. Just not helping.
And I'm trying to explain that I didn't pay $200 apiece for these. I'm trying to, but that's it, man. The cat's out of the bag.
Meow.
Yeah, so thanks a lot, Perez Hilton, for ruining my life. So now my wife knows about what Hot Toys are worth. Even though I didn't spend that much on them. I didn't spend it even maybe $100 a piece.
Maybe.
But still, put the Shredder head back on for me.
The Shred Dude!
He's the Shred Dude.
Yeah.
Never got a good Shredder out of that line, I don't think.
No, we didn't.
Because the original Shredder's real hunched over, and the Super Shredder's a joke.
Super Shredder is
super about him.
He's shorter than most of the turtles.
He's super small. What's up with his legs, man?
What is up with him? Apparently, I'd rather watch Son-in-Law starring Pauly Shore than go see the new Total Recall film.
I think you made the right choice, apparently, though.
I might have.
Well, there's a couple things. I got that new Mountain Dew last night.
Okay, the Berry.
Which Charles had told me like 5 days ago.
Berry Blast.
It is episode 16.
Berry Blast.
Dark Berry. Charles had told me there was a new Mountain Dew coming, and I love trying the new Mountain Dews.
Dark Berry, one of my least favorite Bond girls.
That's not it at all. I posted a picture of the new cream and rich and creamy mozzarella Cheez-It. They were good. You had some with me.
They were good.
I like them. They didn't last long enough for the podcast.
No.
We ate them all.
They're gone.
But Cheez-It's got to calm down.
Cheez-It's, are you losing sales?
Do you have to have every brand of cheese now as a Cheez-It?
I find it odd that it's creamy. Rich and creamy, it's a weird name it's not creamy.
It's powdery and it's a Cheez-It.
It's dehydrated on a cracker.
It's not creamy at all. So they have so many now. There's a Parmesan garlic, there's a Tabasco, there's a Pepper Jack, there's a Cheddar Jack, there's a Colby, there's a mozzarella. It's too much.
You don't have faith in your product.
It's too much.
You know what? We like Cheez-Its.
I like it the way it is.
I like Cheez-Its.
Do you notice last time I bought them, I bought the plain Cheez-It?
I noticed that.
How good was that?
They were delicious.
It was delicious to go back to the regular
Cheez-It. They're as good as they can be.
They're out of control now. They've discovered that there's other cheeses, and they're like, Whoa, look what we can do.
They found another cheese.
Look what I can do. Look what I can do. And they just keep going crazy with the different cheeses. So I need Cheez-It to calm down and maybe just do a rotating flavor.
Hey, James. You look a little down, buddy. What's wrong?
Oh, you know, just things.
Well, come on,
I really don't want to talk about it too much.
Oh, you can talk to me. There's nobody else listening. It's just me. Come on.
Well, when you put it that way, it makes me want to talk about it.
Give me the 411, my friend. Give me the 911.
I don't know if you've been onto the iTunes.
Is that an internet site?
It's an internet site where they talk about things and you download things.
I haven't heard of it.
Well, there's a little podcast on there called Action Features.
Yes.
Right? I think you know it. We do it sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Whenever we're not doing other things.
It's starting to ring a bell.
Well, we've gotten mostly positive reviews.
Well, that's good.
Most people really enjoy us. 5 stars across the board.
That's good.
Except for one guy. Just one guy.
One. Well,
I'll tell you, it's broken my heart.
What does he have to say?
Well, he starts it off by calling us jerks. Right?
It's not so bad.
That's a little depressing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to read the rest to you because it's...
Oh, come on.
It's hurtful.
You got to get it out, James. You got to let
it out. Well, apparently we're a too smarmy.
We're a too smarmy?
We're a too smarmy. They used to have that Batman bank,
yes.
Which couldn't even fit in the box.
Right.
But they still gave it to you. They cellophaned it to the front of the box.
Cellophane on the outside.
They're like, you know, we can't fit this in there, but we can't make kids send in something for this. That would be wrong.
That would be wrong to do.
You know what we're going
to
do? We're just going to stick it to the front of the box and shrink wrap it onto the box.
Show them what they get.
Yeah.
You like Batman?
You like Batman?
We got
you
a
like
new...
collecting money?
Hey, you like collecting money?
Hey, do you like collecting your money?
Well, guess what? Now you've got a place to put it. Hey, Do you like Batman, the movie that's coming out?
You've heard of it.
You know the cereal's only going to be available.
Keep it going.
You know the... Hey, you know the cereal's only going to be available for a short amount of time.
I didn't know that. So give me more peanut butter.
Give me more.
Give me more some of that peanut butter.
If people want a wild hit, give me some more.
Yeah.
If people want peanut butter, give me some more.
Yeah. All
Busta right. Rhymes. Busta Rhymes liked peanut butter, too.
Yeah, he did.
Give me a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah. Liked. You may say this if he passed away. Busta Rhymes is still alive.
Hmm.
He's still busting rhymes.
I don't think he
Apparently,
is.
Apparently, I would rather see episode 1 3 times in a 12-hour period than see Fight Club in 10 years of its release. When I was a kid, I had the Alien 3 game for Sega.
Yeah.
And Ripley falls down a lot. And my dad used to play
just like
it.
The real movie.
And I could hear him yelling from the other room. He would always be yelling, "Get up, Ripley! Get up, Ripley!" And he would yell in that voice again and again.
Why is he saying it like that?
Because he would get mad about Ripley getting up. I challenge anyone to look at a Famke Janssen film after you've noticed how long her arms are and not think about that the entire time you're watching her. She's got such long arms.
Sorry, Famke.
She's like a praying mantis.
Sorry, Famke.
I'm sorry, Famke. Famke Mantis. That's her new name.
Mantis Janssen.
Famke Mantis. Let's talk about April.
Nothing could have saved that.
Before we forget this, let's talk about April.
Okay, April. April, when I was a kid, it was April 2.
A more attractive lady. She's prettier.
she's prettier.
When you're a kid, you think that.
When you're a kid, you think that.
Yeah.
Now, I think she's boring. Give me April 1
Super
any day.
Super boring.
Give me April 1.
She's getting on the turtles' cases about them leaving stuff around the place.
Oh, just doing a little chucking now and again when you're, with your...
Michelangelo.
With your mauve sweatpants running around. Get...
Donatello.
Get out of here.
The rat is the cleanest one. She's... Ugh.
Ugh.
You know, forget it then.
You know what, April? You don't even know.
You know, we saved the city. I'm allowed to leave my rubber snake in the fridge, okay?
It was just a prank.
I'm just playing pranks.
That's all.
It's no big deal. Yeah, you know what? I am going to toss a ninja slice around your apartment, because you know what? We saved the city, and we saved your life.
And we saved your life before.
How about that?
And you know what else? How do you know Splinter? He's home all day.
Yeah.
How do you know he's not leaving that stuff around?
How do you know he's not playing pranks?
You don't know.
He's a rat.
You're just going to go around attributing each thing to one of the turtles?
Yeah. How do you know which one did it?
Oh.
How do you know Michelangelo left the snake in the fridge? Yeah, he's cruel but rude. But Raphael is cool but rude.
Yeah.
So he could have easily left the snake in the fridge.
How do you know? How do you know who did it? You don't know.
Give me the first April.
You know what else, April? Oh, guys, are you guys finding a new place to live? How about this? How about you shut up and you give us back April 1?
Yeah, how about that?
I want April 1 because she was more fun than
and
you.
And also order us a pizza.
You know
while you're at it.
You're going to pay for it before you leave.
Hey, you know what?
Oh, you know what? I might as well take another pizza. Yeah. You're going to take a pizza in the face.
In the face. I remember your apartment from the first movie, April, and it wasn't that clean.
Right.
So how come it's so clean now that I can't leave my stuff around? Remember your unsightly bathtub ring from the first film?
You had an unsightly bathtub ring.
You had an unsightly bathtub ring. What happened to that?
What happened to your bathtub ring?
Wait a second. Did you clean up your bathtub?
You get tidy. You get a few.
You clean your place up a little bit.
You get a few turtles living with you.
Right.
You wanna get a chip on
that?
Your shoulder.
Hmm? How about that?
Hmm? Hmm? You wanna have a few creatures live in your apartment. Hmm?
Well, I remember your dad's little second time around shop downstairs. That place wasn't clean.
It was filthy.
It was a mess.
Everything had dust
now
on it.
You're giving me a hard time because I'm leaving my pizza boxes around.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
Get out of my face, April. Get out of my face, April 2. I want you out of my face. I hate April too.
I don't like
her. The more I talk about her, the more I hate her.
I hate her too.
She might be a nice lady, but I doubt it. I'm playing the podcast for my wife. We were listening to it in the living room, I think it was. And she said, or I may have just been talking about it. And she said, oh, well, after the January Jones thing, did you mention the Alicia Silverstone thing? Because that's even grosser. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she said, you don't know about the Alicia Silverstone thing? And I'm like, no. And she told me about it, and I looked it up today, and it's gross.
It's gross.
Do you want to tell them what it is?
I don't mind saying.
You say it.
I don't mind saying that Alicia Silverstone feeds her children like a bird by chewing it up and then spitting it into her mouths with her gross, nasty mouth.
It almost looks like she's like French kissing them.
When I heard that, I didn't see a video.
I saw the video.
Oh, I'm sorry, my friend.
She posted the video.
Why?
It looks like she's almost like, maybe it's a mother to the child thing, but
no.
It looked gross to me.
No, it's gross.
It looks gross.
That's how birds do it.
That's how birds do
it. Not how humans do it. We don't need to do
it.
But
even birds, I mean, they're like, kind of like, I don't know. It's just,
they don't have hands.
They don't kiss either.
They don't
you
have,
know what I mean?
Birds don't
kiss.
Yeah, they don't
so
do
to them,
it.
Like putting the beak inside the other beak, that's only signifying...
When I heard it...
But this looks like she's like almost French kissing her kid.
When
it's
I
so
heard
gross
it,
looking.
I thought, what are the odds that somebody who happens to have the grossest mouth of everybody is the one who's doing this?
Yeah, she's got a weird mouth.
I thought it was funny that
she's
doing
it. That's why she's got it.
That's why she's got it.
She strained it.
Yeah, she's using it too much.
Yeah. Gross.
God, idiots. You Hollywood types. I'll tell you what, it's bizarre.
It's like her and January Jones were playing a game in one-upsmanship.
They are.
Oh, you eat placenta? Oh, well, look what I can do. I can chew up my food and puke it into my child's mouth while I'm kissing.
It's like in
while
a...
doing kissy face.
I thought it was gross in Ace Ventura 2 when Nature Calls when he fed the birds on the mountainside at the beginning.
Oh, that reminds me.
I thought that was gross.
That reminds me.
But now it's happening in real life with Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Jim Carrey do it than Alicia.
I would, too. It's
gross. If Jim Carrey said, oh, I'm feeding my children this way, I would say, you know what, okay.
The video is disturbing, too.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Because she's watching the kid kind of like chew up the food, and she's chewing the food, and it's like she's waiting. She's just like ready to get in there as soon as he's got that mouthful down. She's like so ready to get over there.
How old is this kid?
I think 10 months.
He's going to be traumatized. He's going to be traumatized.
It's gross. Well, what happens when he gets a little bit older and he's still wanting to do it? He's like 3 or 4, and he's like, oh, let me get some of that.
Exactly.
He's going over there to get... It's like, come on!
What's her point in this?
I don't get it.
Pre-chewing the food?
It's gross.
That's how...
There's no. There can't be any benefit to that.
There can't be.
What
Humans...
if she's got, like, a sickness, too?
Yeah.
What if she's got, like, a canker sore?
She has a sickness. She
or
feeds her children
like
as a bird.
Gina Davis is a pirate lady?
Gina Davis is anything?
Come on. Okay.
Does anybody want to watch Gina Davis do anything? I don't. I really don't, but I did as a kid for some reason. I thought, this movie's cool.
Who's funding these movies? Who's in a boardroom and Gina Davis comes in and goes, hey, how about I do a pirate movie? And they go, hey, here's $40 million. Go ahead.
I don't know.
What?
I don't think that's actually how it happened.
That's how it happened. It's on the DVD special features.
Oh, okay. So you have the DVD.
I've seen it. Trust me, I've got the license to kill. Check it out. It's right here. I just applied for it. I've renewed it.
Hold on a second, man. No, this is only license to thrill.
This is thrill, not kill.
You haven't upgraded. Do you have a license to kill in your...
Oh, I should have put nearsighted on that. I thought for sure it said kill. Here I am out on the edge.
It says that you are an organ donor, though, also. And there'll be hell to pay someday.
Someday. Put it all on the bill.
Put it all on the bill.
It's already on the bill.
I know that bill rhymes with kill and thrill, but I find that... I'm sure that somebody...
There'll be hell to pay someday.
Put it all on the bill. You put it on the tab.
Ma'am, I'm not putting that on your bill.
Ma'am, you've already acknowledged that there is hell to pay. That it is there on the bill.
That's how you found out there was hell to pay. We've already given you the bill.
It's on the bill there underneath the bottomless nachos.
And it's not someday. You can't just choose when to pay your bill.
You got the bottomless chips there.
There's a due date on the bill.
You gotta pay that before you leave. We're gonna need that help before we leave. If you don't pay,
we can just settle up. You're gonna be washing dishes tonight.
You might be washing dishes if you don't
have.
Unless
you wanna go ahead and pay hell.
James, do you like dope beats?
I do like dope beats.
I thought maybe you did. Do you like fresh rhymes?
I do like fresh rhymes.
Okay. Can you see the time on the thing? So anyway, I got in a fight the other night.
I didn't.
Yeah. You want me to talk about something, don't you?
I'm going to eat this off the table.
So this the table's clean. It's your table.
It's my table.
Whatever. I'm walking into Kroger, and I'm just like, okay, let's see. I got my checklist. I got spaghetti, marinara sauce, broccoli. And then this guy comes up to me, and he's like, hey, man, can I bum a quarter? I said, yeah, okay, I'll give you a quarter. And he goes, how about two quarters, man?
I'm done.
And I was like,
just so you know.
Oh, good, okay.
Took down to X-Force number one.
Yeah.
He had like a Buttonfly jeans commercial. Like he was in a jeans commercial.
Wow.
Talking about creating the X-Force and showing his fly with button. The Buttonfly jeans. At that point, I was like, dude, if these guys are doing like jean commercials, the X-Men is getting crazy.
You know what was crazy?
What's that?
Buttonfly jeans.
Those were crazy.
Hey, you want to take a half hour to get your pants off?
You really got to pee?
You got to pee?
Good luck. Well, you're not getting these off anytime soon.
Try.
You
might,
do all these buttons.
If you're lucky, you might be able to get the middle button done first.
You're going
to
get caught up,
you know,
in the buttons.
It's not.
I bet it was somebody that got injured by the zipper.
Probably.
And decided, well, I've had it.
You can't be too quick with
it. I'm going to have buttons.
You can't be too quick.
I'm going to have four buttons.
You have to check. You have to make sure everything's in its proper place and then zip.
There's no emergency hatch with the button fly.
No.
Sometimes you just unzip.
Sometimes you can.
You can just unzip if you're a guy.
Yep.
You know? But with the button fly, there's no. You can't get like a third button unbuttoned.
Struggle.
You have to start at the top and work your way all the way down. Button flies. What a waste.
What a dumb idea.
Stupid. And so I go up to pay, and I'm like, okay, what's the promotional financing on this, you know, for this camera? And he's like, oh, well, you can do 6 months same as cash, or you can do 18 months same as cash. I sat there for a second. I'm like, run that by me again? He said, you can do 6 months same as cash on the card, or you can do 18 months same as cash. I'm like, would anybody honestly choose the 6 months same as cash option over the 18 months same as cash option? You can still pay it off in 6 months.
Yeah.
But why not take the 18 months?
Just in case.
You're not. It's not costing you anything. Why would you go? And the guy said that for a second. He's like, I don't know what you mean. I don't know, sir. And I'm like, well, do you know what I'm saying, though? It's 6 months. He's like, oh, yeah. I don't really know. And I was like, are they feeling overconfident? They're thinking, you know what? I only need 6 months. Go ahead and just give me the 6 months. I can do it. You know what? Why don't you make it three? I think I can do it in three. He's like playing name that tune.
Yeah.
You know, I'll pay that bill off in 18 months. Oh, yeah? Well, I'll pay it off in six. And just keep going back and forth. And I just thought that was funny to me.
It was funny.
That they would even offer that option. Nobody would take that.
There's a lot of things like that.
It's ridiculous. Nobody's taking that option.
I don't know what
stupid. Waste my time talking to me about that 6 months.
Since we're talking about out-of-towners, I want to mention that Bronson Pinchot.
Bronson Pinchot?
What's his name?
I've never heard of him.
You know who I'm talking about. He's
no,
from,
I don't.
Yes, he played Balky Bar Takamos.
What show was he on?
Perfect Strangers? Have you ever heard that?
I've never... Maybe...
Let's see.
I think I kind of remember it.
Yeah, he was Cousin Larry. He talked to Cousin Larry. Okay. His name was Balky Bar Takamos from Meatballs. You remember?
Maybe
it was funny. Maybe you do. I think maybe you do.
I'm sure something that can refresh my
memory. Let's see. Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in our way.
This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end.
Standing tall on the wings of our dreams, rise and fall
on the wings of my dreams.
Rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. It's my life, it's my dreams, and nothing's gonna stop me now.
I remember it.
You remember it?
Now I remember it.
I vaguely remember the show myself.
I kind of remember it a little bit.
Okay, so back to business. Check this out. We got a new format.
Oh, my goodness.
It's new year. It's second season.
Yeah. Big improvements.
We got big improvements. All kinds of new stuff.
For the show.
We got new haircuts.
Yep.
We got some new posters on the wall.
We both shaved.
Movie posters. We both shaved.
At one point. Yeah.
At some time.
Yeah, we both
did. Might have shaved at the same time.
We might have.
Together.
We might have. Maybe we did.
Not in the same house.
I have a new action figure in here.
We got new action figures.
New action figures.
All around.
Yeah.
We've got all kinds of good...
We've decked the halls.
We've decked the halls with... With boughs of holly.
It looks great. It looks great. Everything's been improved for Action Features, the podcast.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything.
You wouldn't imagine what it looks like in here now.
You can't imagine.
It's fantastic.
You can't imagine what we're working
with. We
really
put everything, every dollar we got from Christmas, we pulled it together and said, we've got to improve the podcast. Let's buy some things.
Let's get a few things.
To spruce the place up.
New wallpaper.
Yeah, it looks great. Looks so good.
It looks fantastic.
You've got colored contact lenses.
I've got colored contact lenses.
That's fantastic.
I look crazy.
Yeah, they look great. They look like a cat's eye.
I see you have new boots, too.
I do.
Space boots.
These have spurs.
Yeah. Space boots with spurs.
I've got them taped up.
Space spurs.
Jingle, jangle, jingle.
You don't want them to do that?
In the show.
No. Yeah. No, you don't want them to do that.
All right.
All right, so good. Aside from all those improvements, you know.
Well, welcome to Action Features. Here it is. Hey, what's wrong over there, buddy? You seem a little down over there.
Nothing. It's nothing.
Come on now.
No, don't worry about it. Just go ahead and just do the stupid show.
Okay. Okay, well. No, I can't do this. There's something wrong.
Well.
I can feel it in your heart.
Well.
In your mind.
It's just that we don't have... We have good fans, but some people have written bad things about us.
No.
Yeah, they did.
Bad things like, you guys are awesome, or great show guys?
Those are a couple of the things, but one reviewer on iTunes said that we're eating too much on the show. And they took away a star or two for it.
No.
Yeah, they did. I'm really upset about it. I don't know what to do.
Maybe we'll just starve to death.
I starve to death every day we do the show and I don't have a meal, something to eat. I'm starving to death, starving my face off. Every day.
Well, there's not much we can do about it other than not eat anymore.
I guess you're right.
So, let's just not eat.
Okay.
Okay?
That's a deal. What letter?
Oh, this is from your mom.
You got a letter from my mom?
Yeah, she had some suggestions for the show.
Well, I'm sure she's talking it up. I'm sure she's saying, you know, James, you need to lay off Mike a little bit.
I'm sure it's not private. I'm sure it isn't.
She's probably saying you have to lay off Mike a little bit.
I'll read it in Mike's mom's voice.
Hmm.
Here we go. Hi, James. This is Mike's mom. You know, your number one fan.
Hmm.
It was great getting to come to see you today. That was the other day when she came here.
Oh.
And she came to see me, she ran into you first, so it seemed like she was here to see you.
I thought she was here to say hi to me.
I guess it was coming to see me.
I guess.
Yeah. She wrote the note.
She wrote the letter, I guess.
She wrote the letter, before she came to see me, but it's still...
She mailed it.
She was writing it in the future tense.
Okay, yeah. I see.
Well, hey, since I'm here, I figured now would be a great time to drop off the suggestions list for your podcast. Here we go.
Oh, this is probably some good things about me in there.
Amplify your microphone volume. Lower mics. We seem to be hearing a little too much Mike and not nearly enough James. Oh. Perhaps having him come in at a whisper will help. Just try it. Suggestion. That was a good one.
That's
suggestion
okay.
number
it's
two.
Okay.
Introduce the show as Action Features starring James Sawyer and featuring Mike. She uses a smaller font here.
Does she really?
It's a smaller font.
Probably a typo, I'm thinking.
It looks like a smaller font. I really feel this just flows a bit better. I don't know. We'll try it out. Let's see how it flows.
I guess.
Have a segment where Mike goes away for a bit, question mark. Maybe for like 15 to 50 minutes?
Well, if I do that, I'll be gone. I'll miss the whole show, probably.
Who knows?
She probably meant, you know, just let Mike have a bathroom break or something.
No, it says 15 to 50.
I mean, seconds?
No, it says minutes. I don't think that's a typo. I don't think you can accidentally put minutes when you meant to type seconds.
Maybe it's autocorrect.
Maybe. Possibly. Here's the last one, it seems like. Last one for now, maybe. If you can, unplug Mike's microphone every once in a while. See how long it takes him to notice. That might be fun for the listeners. That would be fun.
That
could be fun. Like, if your mic was unplugged I was just talking.
I guess.
They would have a ton of fun with that, the listeners would. I'm sure I will think of more, but I don't want to eat up any more of your time. Go, James! Mike's mom.
Oh.
That was very nice of her.
That was...
Thanks, Mike's mom, for the suggestion list. We'll put it with the other ones.
That was nice.
The other suggestions.
Nice of her, yeah. Is that a too smarmy, as in revealing or marked by a smug, ingratiating, or false earnestness? Or is it a too smarmy, as in of low, sleazy taste or quality?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, because I was thinking it was smarmy as in unctuous.
Unctuous,
or
huh?
Or perhaps smug.
Smug.
Also, suave, though.
Suave.
So that could be it, and that might be a compliment.
Maybe that's what he was saying, that
these
we're
guys
suave.
Are too suave for me.
Maybe that's what he means.
I actually like that.
Okay, so you're...
So I'm getting happier the more I think about it.
You're up out of it.
But I'm still depressed, though, about the jerks thing.
That is depressing. Are you ready?
I think everybody's ready.
Action Features fans, put your hands together for the ever clever co-host of the show that boasts variety. Most keep an eye on me, I'm fast roasted slowpoke. Stepping on the toes of those whoopos, I suppose. Don't go to other shows, that's a no-no. Guaranteed the flows are only so-so, and those flows have no hope. What's who you gonna tell when you get pinched? A tabe, nobody, no one else would understand you, cape. Even on an off day, when James and I get sloppy, we still have a blast, cause to us it's just a hobby. If it's okay with Bobby, James can hang his Catwoman poster up. If not, the action figure will be close enough. I love it when listeners will tell us what they hoping for. Posting stuff to get the conversation blowing up. They listen in when Jim is quick with the quips. They listen in to see what Mike is gonna throw in the mix. And sometimes they listen for that top five list. If it's offline or not live, it's not mine or his. Fitting kids like a bird is as absurd as it gets, but these two nerds just had to have some words about this. Every other week you can turn in for the
this is gonna surprise you.
Yeah.
Slag, the Dinobot.
Dinobots are not villains, really.
Yeah, they are. They're evil.
They're they're heroes, actually. They're Autobots.
What? No, they're Decepticons.
No,
I looked it up online today.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
The Dinobots are not Decepticons.
Is Slag a Dinobot?
Yeah, Slag is a Dinobot.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Is he evil?
No, he's not evil.
I think he is.
No, the Dinobots are good guys.
He looks evil.
Yeah, well, they got tricked once into thinking.
Maybe that's what I'm
thinking
of.
Maybe you're thinking of. Maybe, okay. We'll say yours is the deceived Slag.
Hold on. What about a Constructicon? Are they evil?
Constructicons are evil.
Which one of those can I have?
You could have Hook, Mixmaster.
Which one's a bulldozer?
Which one is the bulldozer? Bone Crusher? Is that Bone Crusher?
I want Bone Crusher.
I don't remember. I never remember the Constructicon names. I just remember Devastator.
I'm very disappointed by this.
I'm very disappointed that you put a Dinobot as a villain.
I thought it was good.
Everybody's going to hate you after this episode.
Yeah, they will.
We've lost every Transformers listener we had.
Well, I don't represent the Transformers side. That's why I thought James would be surprised. I looked this up. Decepticons.
You got deceived.
That was from the Decepticon website. That was the trick.
They're putting out propaganda.
Yeah.
Optimus, the evil Optimus Prime and his dastardly Dinobots.
I was fooled. Dang it.
You want to change it to that? Okay.
Forget
you want
about
a dinosaur.
It.
You want a dinosaur?
Oh,
right?
That was a joke. That was a joke that I just.
It was
did.
A joke. He actually he was talking about the dinosaurs.
Yep.
And he was talking about the Allosaurus guy, the evil Allosaurus dude from Dinosaurs. That's what you meant to say, right?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Golly.
Man, you ruined the entire segment.
I ruined the whole thing.
The whole thing. So my sister and I, we had an Atari 2600 when we were little kids. That dates me as being a little bit older than you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we had this game, and I believe it was called Sneak and Peek.
Hmm.
I believe it was called that. Sneak and Peek. Can you guess the premise of this game?
No, I can't, actually.
It was a hide-and-seek game.
Right. On,
on the Atari. When you're too lazy to play hide-and-seek...
You don't have any friends.
You play it on Atari. So you had these Atari characters.
Was
and
it
they,
two players?
It was two players. Or
so,
one player.
Okay, so you
but
could play one
players.
Player. Okay.
You could play one player, but it was two players. And we would play it two players, because I think it was her game, and I had to borrow it, and I would have to play with her when it was time to play it. And so it was Sneak and Peek, the hide-and-seek game on the Atari.
Lame.
It was super lame. And you could hide places. There was like two rooms in the house. There were like bedrooms, and that you could hide under the bed or in the closet. And then there was like the living room where you could hide under the couch or behind the couch. And you could go outside and hide behind a bush or something like that. And so what you'd have to do is you would have to have your other player turn around while you were hiding so they wouldn't see what you were doing.
In real life, they would have to turn around because they couldn't see the screen.
Exactly. I would have to turn around.
So you're really kind of playing hide and seek.
Exactly.
But you don't have to move.
But you don't have to move. We were lazy kids. So we got beat up a lot. So I would turn around, right? And I would go, okay, won't look. Well, my sister didn't know, and she will never know unless she listens to this podcast.
No, she won't.
I've never revealed this to her. The lid that we kept over the Atari 2600 was reflective. So I would see where she would hide while I turned around, and then I would turn back around. I would play it off for a while first, look around in places like, what if she's under the bed? Nope, not there. Oh, she's in the closet. I got it just in time. I would cheat every time.
She's been carrying baggage for all these years of not being good at sneaking
peek. She would never beat me. That's because I was cheating. I cheated.
Well, I can never cheat at Shaq Fu. That was a straight up game. That was a man's game where you had to play...
Not
straight up
peek.
To win. Not like sneaky peek. You was no cheating with Shaq.
She always beat me at the real thing. Yeah. Never got me on the digital version.
chalk a point up to yourself.
So hopefully she never hears this. I still to this day remind her of it.
You could have let it go knowing now that it was wrong.
I just said a minute ago that I just not remembered it, but I just said also that I'll never let her forget it.
You bring it up. You bring it up over Thanksgiving dinner.
Hey, remember how many times I beat you sneak a peek?
Oh, no, the turkey breast is solely for those who can win at video games on Ataris.
Hey, I better not hide the stuffing from you. I know how horrible you are at sneak a peek. Slag's on this team going, what am I doing here?
Look, he got reprogrammed, okay? He got reprogrammed by my leader.
That's fantastic. You really did your homework.
I did, but I... Listen, you can't trust everything that's on the internet.
And we went downstairs, and there was a case. They had a glass case set aside, and there was carded Chuck Norris figures in it. And this is the time when the toy line is out in stores, but for some reason they had them too, I guess because we're in Cincinnati, the Kenner thing, I guess they sent them over or whatever. And they were cheaper there. I think they maybe were like $3 or something like that.
I wish I could go back in time.
And I was ecstatic. I was like, look at the Chuck Norris figures. I can finally get into the line, you know. These are cheap here. I can get one. And I had them all laid out before me. I had all the different Chucks. I had the ninja, the purple ninja guy.
Yeah, he was awesome.
They were all laid out. Any Chuck Norris figure you could want was right there. And they were literally like laid out in front of me inside this case. And Tabe was there. And out of all the figures to choose from, I chose Tabe. And I still don't know why to this day.
You made a mistake.
It was a huge mistake.
Big mistake.
So I bought the Tabe.
Big mistake.
It was a big mistake.
Big mistake.
Big mistake. So I made my choice. I said, that's the one. That's the one I want. And the minute I got out to the car, I knew what a mistake I'd made.
You shouldn't have done it.
It was a horrible mistake.
You opened it, though, didn't you? You couldn't take it back.
I opened it in fervor. I was so excited to get him out. I'm like, ah, I've got Tabe. He's the big guy in the line.
Yeah.
He's got to be the tough one. And I'm pretty sure he had maybe his gold armor on inside the package.
Yeah, he does.
When you get that off, though, it's just a big, large, obese guy with a diaper on.
Right.
And so I got him out, and I got the armor off, and I just kind of sat in the car, and I remember just the disappointment that just, like, welled up inside me.
Washed over
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but I tried to kind of play it off, like to make myself feel good. I was like, well, he'll probably be able to pick up stuff the other guys can't pick up, and he'll probably be the tough one on the show or something like that.
But you never got any other guys, did you?
No. I ended up getting a chuck way later on.
Oh, you did have a chuck.
I did get a chuck later on, but it was way, way past the point where Chuck Norris was around.
You had to buy it later just to make up for it.
Just to make up for it.
You were out of it.
But I was cursed with this Tabe, and I used to try and take him to school and talk him up and try to train him for things. I tried high first, right off the bat. I tried getting like nice G.I. Joes, like Hit and Run or something like that for him. I got this guy. And they would immediately go, I don't want that. That's the guy in a diaper. What are you trying to do? And I even got to the point where I was trying to trade him for starting lineups. And I've never been interested in starting lineups. But I was even willing to trade him for a starting lineup.
Anything's better.
Nobody took it. So I got Tabe.
Magic Johnson figure.
So
you want it?
That's the Tabe story. Three carded Toy Biz Batmans.
I would buy those for $10.
Who's gonna turn that down?
Not you.
I didn't.
Not me.
I didn't.
Oh.
I'm not gonna turn it
those,
down.
Those are cool.
Yeah. That's for you, buddy.
No.
That's for you.
That's for somebody else.
No, that one's for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You gave me the yellow bubble. That's okay.
It's okay.
It's free.
Yeah, it's free. You can't complain.
I'm not complaining.
You know what I did?
About it. What?
Since it was our 10th episode.
Yeah?
Got you a little something. Hang on here.
I didn't know we were doing gifts. What? Oh,
so,
snap.
You've been saying that you wanted Masters of the Universe Classic Skeletor.
I have mentioned
so
it,
So I
yes.
got you one, because it's our 10th episode.
Wow.
And I figured we'd exchange gifts. I knew you would get me something, so I didn't want to come in empty-handed.
I got you these no-bake cookies.
Those are actually from Mary, anytime you want to hit me with the real gift, I am ready, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
So,
I didn't know we were doing. I didn't know we were doing gifts.
I just figured I know you so well, and I knew you wouldn't, come unprepared.
You knew I wouldn't come.
No gift.
Without a gift.
So I'll just wait.
For an episode.
I'll just wait for the gift.
Okay. You just hold on the fort for a second. I'll be right back. All up in your face. It's we're going to get all up in your grill. We're going to get down to it. We're going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk about things. Barnyard Commandos.
Oh, boy.
Commodore Fleece Cardigan.
He was a sheep, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was pigs and there was sheep. Well, there was two sides.
Hang on. Should you explain the premise of Barnyard Commandos first for younger people?
I think it's self-explanatory.
Well.
Pilot Fluff Pendleton. General Ham Fat Lardo.
Great names.
Private Sido Bacon. They're not.
How did they get these names?
They're not even trying. They're not even trying.
Sido is not a name.
No, they put meats.
Yeah.
They put animal names in a hat.
Just call him Sergeant Hamburger Face.
Captain Tusker Chitlins.
Tusker.
I don't know.
I'm glad you like this.
Somebody's got to like it.
It was you. You were the kid they were shooting for.
But I didn't buy them, so they lost sales.
Okay. Well,
you might be trying to talk about toys, and I'll get a joke in.
Well, if you got to slip one in, you got to slip one in.
Why a horse walks into the bar?
I heard this one before. This is a Jessica Parker joke.
I cannot like Food Fighters.
Wow. It's, okay, I don't.
Major Munch, the general.
Yeah, you got the names again.
That's the one I had. He was a donut. He was a chocolate covered donut.
I had the slice of pizza. What was his call? My name. What was his name?
Private Pizza.
Private Pizza. Don't even try.
There was Taco Terror. And this is my favorite.
They just added a word on the whatever it is.
This is my favorite one. Mean Wiener. It's a hot dog in a hot dog bun, but instead of making the figure stand upright, like makes sense, they made it sideways.
Yeah. That's how he got mean.
He looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
Mean wiener.
You can't get away with mean wiener nowadays.
No.
You don't want to give anybody the mean wiener. No. And there was advertisement for Star Wars Episode 1 in 3D, which comes out Friday.
Yeah.
And the kids both went, Star Wars?
Yeah.
Back in theaters, we're going to see that, right?
Yeah.
And as a father, I have to go. I have to take them to see Star Wars in the movie theaters.
You also tried to get me to go. You tried to make me go.
I wanted you to go. That way they could go.
I'll go with your kids.
You can go in my steed.
In the way. No.
Thanks, buddy.
No.
Thanks a lot, pal. I was thinking about just dropping them both off at the theater and be like, here's a couple bucks. Watch out for Keaton for me. A
couple bucks. Yeah. They can't even get in the movie. It'd be a Home Alone scenario. They're walking the streets of New York.
With a couple bucks.
A couple bucks.
Somehow they got to New York.
Yeah, my friend comes over. His name is Josh. And we had the choice. We were given a choice what we could do. We could go to Castle Skateland, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a skate arena.
That's pretty sweet.
Where you roller skate, and the outside looks like a castle. And the inside doesn't look much like a castle. It looks more like a roller rink. But they do have a couple pieces of armor sitting up. It's Castle Skateland. It's a fun time. Whoa. You go, you roller skate.
Can you wear the armor?
No, you cannot wear the armor, although it could be safer.
Hmm.
You hoot up on chicks, whatever. I mean, that's what you did at the time.
Hoot up?
Hoot up.
Whoa, I never heard that.
Same. You never heard that?
No.
Huh, holla?
I've heard of holla.
We didn't say that back then.
I've never heard of hoot up.
But you would holla at some chicks.
Tonight when I get home, I'm going to go to Bobby and say, hey, Bobby, would you mind if I hoot up? On you.
You have to add that. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, she might say yes.
She might know what it means.
She might say yes.
Yeah.
And then you will come thank me.
Yeah. I will say, hey, you remember when you told me about the hooting up? I tried it. It was great.
Okay. So you will thank me tomorrow. And so anyway, there are a myriad of things that you could do at Castle Skateland. It was just fun. It was an adventure.
Yeah.
For everybody involved.
No doubt.
The other option was to go see Neverending Story 2 at the theater.
Oh, you took it.
Yep.
Ugh.
I really liked that first movie.
That's rough.
I had it taped off the TV, and I was excited another movie was coming out. So
that's very strange, because I think it was I can't remember what year it was, but I had an opportunity to, you know, my dad would take me to the movies sometimes around birthday time or whatever, and I think we saw maybe Ghostbusters 2 as one of a birthday thing. That was great, you know. But I was in sort of a similar situation where it was... You can pick a friend. You guys can go see a movie. And I loved the first Bill and Ted film.
Yep.
I loved Excellent Adventure. Saw,
yeah.
Why not go see Bogus Journey for my birthday? It became a bogus birthday.
You didn't know it was bogus.
It was bogus.
It was in the title.
Totally,
you should have known.
It was heinous. It was non-heinous. Blaze has been really focusing on Batman, you know, like buying a lot of Batman animated figures and, you know, Kenner Batman stuff. And a few months back, you know, he'd been talking about, I'd showed him the Batman animated Penguin, because he had complained about the Kenner Batman Returns Penguin being just a repaint of the superpowers. He's like, he doesn't look like he does in the pictures I've seen in the movie. He doesn't look like this. I want the one that looks like he does in the movie. Like, oh, the animated series one is pretty close to the Batman Returns movie look. And I'd shown him this a while back. And so he said, wow, that's the Penguin I want, is the Batman animated Penguin. So yeah, it's a good figure. You should go after that one. Well, a few months back, my friend Chris had come by the house, and he had bought a collection of Batman animated figures, and I said, oh, the kids got a little bit of cash each. Would you mind if they came out and maybe shopped through your stuff? And I knew he had an animated Penguin in there, but I try not to influence my kids' decisions on what they want to buy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't say, oh, you shouldn't get that one, you should get this one, because I had the same kind of thing when I was a kid. I made my own choice, you know? So he has the box there, and Keaton and Blaze each come out. And I said, well, you can each pick two. And Chris ended up not even making them pay for them. He was just like, I'll just give them to them. They're not. They can each grab two figures. So they're going through, and I can't remember the ones that Keaton picked. But that animated Penguin was in there. And I thought, for sure, Blaze is going to snag this animated Penguin. He's going to flip out. He was digging through the box, and he got Robin.
Digging through a cardboard box.
And then he got Bane. The animated Bane.
Hmm.
And I was thinking in my head, like, what are you doing right now, Blaze? You're Tabe-ing yourself.
You're getting Tabe-ed, man.
The Penguin's right there,
so,
dude.
So, Jurassic Park comes out. What was it, 93, 92, something like that? Doesn't matter.
Those are good.
Jurassic Park comes out in 93. I go to Toys R Us. Stupid young Mike Beckett walking down the aisles. I can pick a Jurassic Park figure. I get to buy one.
Yeah.
I get to buy
one.
You
can do it.
I can do whatever one. They each come with a dinosaur. They're fun. It's fun.
You got the choice between Alan Grant?
I've got everybody on the table.
Ian Malcolm?
You want to know who I got? Do you want to take a guess at who I picked?
Oh, this is tough.
Because I got Tabe.
It's going to be Dennis Nedry, I think.
I picked Dennis Nedry. First Jurassic Park figure I have.
Why?
Why
would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would you do that? It all stems back to me choosing Tabe.
Over Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris. He didn't have a Chuck Norris figure.
Yeah. I didn't even have Chuck Norris.
You didn't have
him. I had Tabe.
Rocket launcher, and he was going to blow up the Ark.
That's when Renee eats the fly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Flawlessly, he just goes and takes
it.
It
goes right in his mouth, and he never misses a beat.
What a trooper!
Yeah,
that part stuck out to me, and my thought was, you know what my thought was? You know what my thought was?
I know what my thought was because I was there.
I said it.
Yeah,
the Mariner would have blown it up
from Waterworld.
Kevin Costner from Waterworld would have blown up the Ark because Kevin Costner from Waterworld doesn't care.
Yeah, nothing's free in a Waterworld.
Nothing is free in a Waterworld.
Everything.
Yeah,
I turn this heater on. That I just crank it. I gotta tell you, it's immediate heat.
That's wonderful.
Everything just warms up.
That's a fire hazard.
Everything warms up immediately.
Yeah, you're not supposed to cover those things.
Yeah, people have been telling me that for years.
It's a horrible fire hazard. But you know what? Hey, don't try that at home.
But secretly do try it at home because it's awesome. You just have to watch it. That's all. You can't fall asleep with
Fall asleep
You can't go to sleep with that. You can't leave it on all day. You can't do the hot air blanket all day. Yeah.
Here's some other things to try. Put a hair dryer under your shirt and turn it on.
Make toast by the bathtub.
If you're feeling really cold and you've got some old books you don't read, light them on fire inside the house.
Make a pile in your room. Set them on fire. Use a clear trash bag as an astronaut's helmet.
Hey, is that spoon extra cold? Throw it in the microwave first.
Yeah.
Heat it up.
There's all kinds of good things you can do.
I've never told you this, I don't think. I've made fun of you for this for a long time. James Bond Jr.
Yes.
I like that toy line.
It's a good toy line.
I liked it when I was little. I still like it to today.
Yep.
And I make fun of you all the time because you have a full collection of these. I still will be like fighting your dad. You're not going to win that fight.
I can beat up my dad.
No son can beat up my dad.
I can.
I'm sorry.
I know I can.
I'd pay real money to see that.
I would. How much?
It's years of experience
how
over
much?
The youth.
How much? Because
I don't know. I'd have to talk to your dad. I'd have to talk to your dad first.
All right.
But 10 times out of 10. Sons don't be their dads. It's the way it goes.
Look, I got this.
It's just the way it goes.
I got them.
It's inherent. It's born into you. It's like a weakness. It's like kryptonite. It's built into you.
Festivus does not end until you pen me.
It's built into you.
The feats of strength.
It just can't happen.
Well, it can happen, and it would happen, and I hope you're willing to pay some money because I've got mats at my house.
It can't happen. I'm sorry. It's built into you.
I'm willing to...
You're going to start feeling sick and queasy like there's kryptonite next to you.
Why are you trying to peel me down?
When you start to get into that fight, it's over. All right, here's the last thing I want to talk about is DC Villains Month.
There's no way.
Okay, I can't talk about it? It's no way?
No, there's no way that my dad is going to beat me.
I'm giving this fight to your dad. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying that he's weak. He's not.
I'm sorry.
He's not
weak.
It's
just the way it goes.
I'll beat.
Dads beat sons. That's it.
I'll beat my dad. I'll beat anybody's dad.
I'll tell you what, when you have a kid... Then you can beat up your kid.
I will.
Okay?
I will beat up my kid.
Yeah.
Until he gets older, maybe. Now, I'm not saying my dad couldn't take me. Like, 10 years ago, my dad could probably still take me.
I'm sorry. It's biology.
Maybe even 15
maybe
years
you
ago.
You didn't study biology.
15 years ago
I
and
guess
earlier.
You didn't study it.
Well.
I guess you didn't. You missed that class.
I've been using free sample packs of Drill Skin Cream. I feel super.
I've been drinking green tea all day.
I feel great.
Scotty took the last whatchamacallit from the vending machine. I was wondering if I could get reimbursed my 50 cents.
Captain, Chekhov wants to play checkers with me, but he's only willing to be the red tiles. I don't want to be the red tiles. Captain.
Someone borrowed my sunscreen and left it on the holodeck. I think it was bones.
Captain, I want to play tennis with Uhura, but she's only willing to play badminton. Can you make her change her mind?
Pee-pee steam warm, Flapton.
What? captain.
A gang of the Reds are making fun of me for fencing. They're teasing me about my swashbuckling days in space.
That's good.
That's funny.
That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Captain, the rest of the crew keep saying that Peter Brady was the most popular boy Brady. I'm trying to tell them it was Greg, but they won't listen.
Man, Hollywood tricked us.
Man.
Okay.
I think I had a Baldwin in it, too, didn't it?
I think it did.
I think I had a Baldwin in it.
You know what?
It wasn't Attic Baldwin.
It wasn't Attic Baldwin, no.
I'm slap happy for this episode.
I like it. You know what? They're at the point now where they can just throw a Baldwin at a movie. Just... Who do we get for this? Just get a Baldwin.
See, just throw a Baldwin.
One of them's available. At least one of them's available.
There's so many Baldwins.
I'm losing track of Baldwins now. There's been so many. There's still siblings that they haven't discovered. They're gonna come out and save a couple straight to video DVDs in the near future.
Introducing Gavin Baldwin.
When Stephen Baldwin stops doing movies, they'll discover another one to take his place.
That's great.
Attic Baldwin.
Whew.
Okay. I didn't write this down, but I'm going to say Kate Upton. That's all I want to say.
But you didn't write it down.
No, I'm not.
You're looking at the sheet, though.
Nor do I want to talk about it. Wow.
Boy, those were some great moments.
Some great times that we had.
When you said that thing.
And you said the other thing, and we laughed about it and said the things.
Whew.
That was good.
I've got tears in my eyes. Oh. Guffaws in my belly.
Hmm.
Yep. Well, hope you guys had fun. Hope you enjoyed it.
We certainly did.
Hey, here's a great idea.
Tell me.
If you've got a friend who's never listened to Action Features.
You've got a friend in me.
Yeah. You've got a friend in me.
Yeah.
You got a friend in me. That. If you got a friend who's loving to listen to Action Features, this is the episode to give them.
This is probably the one.
This is the one to give them.
Just give it to them.
Just give it to them and say, check this out. Listen to these guys.
Hope you had fun. We certainly have. And hopefully we'll do more.
Maybe we might.
We might.
Our
we
goal
might
is
not.
50, but maybe we'll throw a few more on just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah.
All right.
Or not.
Maybe. Is this episode brought to you by anything?
Yep. Nope.
What about Jarell Skin Cream?
Oh, okay.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yep, all right.